Warning, this podcast contains discussions of an adult nature and sometimes a graphic nature. It's not suitable for children, strong language, and adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
Oh, hello and welcome to The Witch's Grimm, stories and education with a witchy twist. If it's weird, we want to talk about it. So, pull up a broom. Holster that wand and get comfy, because we're about to get started.
Hello, and welcome to this episode of The Witch's Grimm. I'm here, as always, with my bestie, my twin, and my co-host, Lacey. Today, we're going to talk about something that's been very popular on social media. We're going to give you the real when it comes to this. It's the Grabovoi numbers, okay? We've seen it go crazy on the internet. We've seen people tell you all types of different ways of using them. We're going to tell you what Grabovoi himself says to do to use them. And we're also going to give you a little bit of background about the man who created the numbers. So I don't know how long this episode will be. Hopefully it won't be too long, but sit back, grab your drink, relax, and let's get into it. So just to give you a little bit of information about Grabovoi himself.
He's a little cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, kooky-looky.
Gregory Grabovoi was born in Kazakhstan in 1963. In 1995, he moved to Russia to pursue education and eventually get paid in mathematics. So he got his PhD in mathematics. He went on to host TV shows promoting good health. And we've already talked a little bit about this on the show, but there is a huge underlying occult spirituality type of thing within the Russian society. Yeah, so there's definitely an underlying thing there. So because of the history of occultism in Russia, we've talked in the past about how many people will go to witch doctors before they will go to regular doctors. So that's how people like Grabovoi are able to get a quick and strong footing within these countries, these Slavic Baltic countries, is because of the lack of good health care. So they often seek alternative health care through occult practitioners, and he is one of them. Other faith healers, so he's considered a faith healer, is Anatoly Kashpirovsky. Hopefully I'm not mispronouncing that. I apologize to any of our Slavic listeners that might be going, oh my God, she butchered it. And then there's also Alan Chumak, who televised. He would hold up, people who watched him would hold up jars of water to the TV in hopes that the water would be charged with the energy he was sending out and it would cure illness. Because of the types of healers, Russia has made it illegal for shows to now broadcast through these natural remedies through national TV networks, because so many people were turning to it. And especially after the controversy that I'm going to share with you that was caused by Grabovoi. Some of the things to understand about Grabovoi himself is he claims to be a clear sight healer and founder of the system of salvation and harmonious development of all beings. He claims that he can heal death, cure cancer, cure AIDS, teleport, and resolve electrical and mechanical issues at a distance.
Man, it would sure be nice.
Right? So one of the things that I do want to separate here is that there is some science. Obviously, there's not a lot of science, but there is some science and obviously a lot of anecdotal evidence to say that healing can be done at a distance through things like Reiki and so forth. So what we're not doing here is we're not discounting energy healing and things like that. What we are exposing is a person who takes advantage of people using these modalities or claiming to use these modalities.
Yes.
So he describes his abilities in a 3-volume book, The Practice of Control, The Way to Salvation. In 2004, he claimed he himself was the second coming of Christ. You can actually find that on YouTube. It's actually been translated. So if you go look up Gregory Grabovoi on YouTube, you will find his televised proclamation that he is Jesus Christ reincarnated. He is the second coming. According to Grabovoi, he is passing on the knowledge of the Lord to the people all over the world in order to save them from possible global catastrophe, enable them to reach perfect health, physical immortality. What is this? Resurrect all those who have died. So a whole bunch of formerly dead people would be running around, and provide internal, constructive, and harmonious development of the entire mankind.
Wow.
So, yeah, he's got some pretty bold claims.
Isn't he in jail?
What was that?
Isn't he in jail?
I think he's currently out of jail, but he did do some time, and we'll actually talk about the reason that he did time, which I feel like a lot of people talk about the Grabovoi numbers. They sensationalize these numbers as a way of like completely healing yourself, which I do think that there's some merit, but the way that people are showing them online is absolutely outrageous, false. But he has written many books, and there is even an education center of Gregory Grabovoi. So if you look him up and you look up his teachings, you can actually find a whole education center where people have gotten trained in his books and in his knowledge, and they pass it along to others. He also has quite the following and many today that believe in his techniques. Which, if you believe in the Grabovoi numbers, we are not saying there's anything wrong with you, but we like to have critical thinking, and we want you to go into this knowing all of the information before you decide if this is a technique for you or not. So let's get into what actually caused controversy for Grabovoi. So one of the things that was a big deal and the reason that Grabovoi ended up going to prison was because of something that happened in Russia that was a big deal, and it ended up where many children died. So trigger warning for anybody who's listening, this is going to talk about the death of some children. And he claimed that he could bring these children back from the dead. So we talked about him being able to resurrect the dead.
Right.
And he claimed that he could bring these children back from the dead. And so he ended up charging people for this. So what I actually found interesting was how much he charged. I believe it was only $2,500 a pop, which is still completely outrageous. But at the same time, not as much as I thought you would charge to resurrect your child.
Yeah.
But people were paying it, and he wasn't able to follow through, obviously. So the government got involved and said no and shut the whole thing down. But get this, there's still people that believe that if the government hadn't shut it down, he would have been able to accomplish it. He would have been able to bring their children back. So there's still people that are on his side that said, no, he didn't take advantage of us. We knew there was a possibility that this wouldn't work, but we wanted him to try anyway, so we paid him the money.
Yeah.
So there's still people defending him, but nonetheless, let me give you a little bit of background on what happened. So on September 1st, 2004, a school was getting ready to start in Beslan, a northern Ostian, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, area. And according to the reports, 1,500 teachers, students, and parents gathered to welcome first graders in the presence of parents and future classmates. So I guess there's this big, which I thought sounded absolutely adorable, there's this big thing in Russia where the first day of school for children who are first like starting to attend, not kindergarten, but first grade, they have an assembly. And all of the students and all of the parents and all of the teachers show up, and they cheer on and they announce the new students who are going to be joining them an indoctrination into the school. Like, oh my God, we're so glad you're here. You're going to be starting your education. That's so exciting. So all of these people had gathered for the first day of school. And at 9:30 a.m., 32 armed northern Caucasian terrorists stormed the middle school number one, was what it was called, middle school number one in Beslan. and took everyone hostage. The other thing, let me just back up real quick. The other thing that I found really interesting about this is I'm in Germany. So when I search on my computer, it's German, but I also have a VPN on my phone. So when I search on my phone, it brings up Wikipedia for the United States. When I bring up it on my computer, it brings up Wikipedia German and then translates it to English. And some of the details that I got from this were from Germany and not on the American site, and then vice versa. So it was a little interesting that the details were just slightly different. And as a matter of fact, I think it was Germany that gave more details. Like I learned from Germany about what Russia does for the first graders. It wasn't mentioned in the American one.
That makes sense, though.
There's always an agenda, I think. All right, so... the terrorist squad chose this school, it seems, for the Orthodox Christian like connection. Okay. One of the things that I do want to mention is that there were some terrorists that were female as part of this group and some terrorists that were male. So I'm not sure if that's going to have, you know, for the listeners, if that's going to mean anything to them. But a lot of times we think of terrorists being just males. It was males and females as part of this group. So the terrorists exchanged gunfire with police. Afterwards, the terrorists locked all the hostages in the school gym and set up explosives at the entrances to keep anybody from feeling like they were going to leave. To keep the building from being taken back by military and special forces, they eventually showed up. And the terrorists vowed to kill 50 hostages for every kidnapper killed and 20 for each kidnapper injured. So they were not there to play.
Right.
I will say that the Russian government, that was the other interesting thing, is when I was looking at the Wikipedia for the United States versus the Wikipedia for Germany. It's been a while since I've done this research. This was a month ago that I did this research. One of them mentioned that Russian government basically bumbled it. And one of them mentioned that the Russian government didn't bumble it. And I don't remember which was which, but it was just interesting that one portrayed it as the Russian government messing up. And another one portrayed it as the Russian government not messing up. So just putting that out there for our listeners as well. So at first, the negotiations were made to refrain from using violence by the government in order to spare hostages. And they negotiated to get children who were toddler age and younger to be allowed to be released. And they were.
Right.
During negotiations, the hostage takers demanded release of the Chechenian prisoners, withdrawal from Russian troops from Chechnya, and resignation of Putin. So the other thing to keep in mind that I found on here was that one website actually talks about what the hostages asked for, and the other Wikipedia did not. So again, just really weird differences in some of the things that were said. The terrorists refused to deliver water and food to the hostages. So the heat was so intense in the gym with no water, some resorted to stripping down and drinking urine. And one person died because they didn't have insulin. Now, one website did say that the hostage negotiators tried to negotiate getting stuff sent in so that food and water and medicine could be in there, and that they wouldn't allow it. And then another one said that those negotiations were never made. So this actually lasted 3 days. So on day two, the militants set off 2 grenades by Russian forces and did not return fire. The stress and exhaustion and possible drug withdrawal made the hostage takers unpredictable, and they started threatening to kill children and mothers if kids didn't stop crying. So obviously they're hungry, they're thirsty, they're extremely hot, they're exhausted, and kids are starting to cry, and militants are probably not very well trained.
Mm-hmm.
There's one website that said they weren't on drugs and another website that said they were. One website that said that the explosive was actually the Russian government and that they shot something in and created an explosion. And another one was that the two female hostage takers accidentally blew themselves up when they were messing with one of the explosives. Oh, and that's how that original explosion happened. But there's no real way to know what exactly happened, because from what I understand, the Russian government has kind of like shut down any conversation about this.
Right.
So day three, negotiations were reached to allow medical workers to remove 20 bodies from the building. So bodies. However, as they approached the school, an explosion was heard from the gym and militants opened fire, killing two. So these medical people are walking towards the building. They're trying to assist in treating anybody and removing basically dead bodies from the gym. And this explosion happens, which again, some are saying was the Russian government and some are saying it was the hostage takers who were messing with explosives and accidentally blew things up. And that they ended up having this explosion kind of trigger people, and then people started firing, which again, they're saying, one website said that the militants opened fire and the other one said that the militants returned fire, that it was actually Russian special forces who started shooting people. And there's one website that said that the shot actually came from an adjacent building, so that it wasn't actually the militants. That what probably happened is they shot a militant who had an explosive device on them, and then that kind of triggered this whole like domino effect of what's going on. Yeah. A second explosion was heard shortly after that, and a fire started on the roof of the gym. Like I said, somebody said that some type of gunshot came from an adjacent building, and there's militants on the roof, and that one of the militants had explosive device with them and it exploded, and that's what caused the fire. Nonetheless, it caused an inferno. It basically set this gym on fire and the roof started to burn and it started to put debris. So now these people are stuck in this gym. There's people dying. They haven't eaten for 3 days. They've stripped down. There's children, there's parents, there's teachers. And from what I understand, there's children in the window, like begging to be removed, and they're being removed from the window. The militants are telling them to get away from the windows. And so you've got all this chaos going on, and now you have a roof that's on fire, that the debris is falling into the gym and killing people. It's landing on people. People are trying to get away from it. Which is also creating more fires within the gym and setting things on fire. So now you've got an inferno that's lined with bombs and hostage takers, and these poor people don't know what the heck they're going to do.
Right.
So the roof began falling on hostages below, and eventually the entire roof collapsed and turned the room into an inferno, and this reportedly killed 160 people. The fire destroyed part of the building, and some hostages were able to escape through a hole that had been created. And supposedly when these people started running, reportedly militants began shooting at the escaping hostages. And at that point, the troops had no choice but to storm the building. Military began fighting and even locals joined in the fight, bringing their own weapons. Rockets were fired at the school. Militants moved hostages around the school and had them stand in windows. And some were used as human shields. By the time the fighting stopped, 335 people died. Among those were 186 children.
My God.
90% of the surviving hostages had sustained injuries. To date, this is the bloodiest Russian anti-terrorist special forces operation.
Jesus.
So, afterwards, after the incident, Grabovoy announced that he was not only the second coming of Jesus Christ, but he was able to psychically heal and could resurrect the 186 dead children, but not for free. It actually cost $1,500 a pop. So I thought it was $2,500. It was actually $1,500 a pop.
So let's take this super serious, devastating thing and take 100% advantage of the situation because I'm that much of a piece of shit. That's how I feel.
He claims that he was not being a piece of shit, that he was really giving these families hope that he could potentially resurrect their children.
No.
So these people are grieving.
Not charging them. Yeah. He's a con artist.
And that's what everybody says.
Start from the very beginning and tell you how I really feel.
Yeah. He's a pretty terrible person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So that I think this is a combination. I think he had to say he was Jesus Christ because the only person that we know of currently that has, you know, recorded through the Bible or whatever that was able to resurrect the dead is Jesus. So right. I feel like he felt he had to say he was the second coming of Jesus because only Jesus could resurrect. Fun fact for you guys, Jesus actually learned how to resurrect the dead from the Egyptians.
Yes.
So that is in the Old Testament that Jesus went to, I think there's a small portion in the Old Testament that talks about Jesus going to Egypt and coming back as a mystic with all of this new knowledge, yes. Which is why I say Jesus is a witch.
Yep.
But whatever.
A learned one, not a born one.
A learned one. I don't know. If you read the Gospel of Thomas, he killed a kid with his powers when he was little.
Yeah.
I don't know. You guys, if you want us to talk about the Gnostic texts, we could do a whole episode on the Gnostic texts. You guys would have to let us know in the comment section or DM us or whatever. But we could cover a whole section on the Gnostic texts as well. What were you saying?
So we can go on about it for a while.
Yeah. So anyway, Grabovoi, he had already established himself at this point. He had already been doing the shows. He had already been talking about the codes that he had come up with that he had written in his books. You can actually purchase his books and you can find the codes. A lot of websites that you can find his codes are not an extensive list. You'd have to actually get his books. There was one website, interestingly enough, that I had shared with Lacey and that I had in my own notes that I was going to go to and actually explain word for word on how you properly use the Grabovoi numbers. And strangely enough, it is down for maintenance and I don't know when it's going to return. So I'm going to do my best to explain exactly how you're supposed to use the Grabovoi numbers. So what you hear online a lot, especially through TikTok, is that you take the Grabovoi number, you write it on a post-it note, you put it under some water, you drink the water, which is very much like that Anatoly stuff.
Yes.
The other thing is that you draw it on your arm, you repeat it several times a day, and so on and so forth. The way that I understand you're supposed to use the Grabovoi numbers goes a little bit into, we've talked offline a little bit about the Gateway Experience. We've talked about actually doing an episode on the Gateway Experience. Again, let us know in the comment section if you would like to hear about the Gateway Experience. That seems to be another very popular thing on the internet at the moment. But very much reprogramming your mind, tapping into the holographic version of Earth and humanity to be able to create the reality that you want. So that's the basis for the Grabovoi numbers, is you see a lot of people talking about just writing them on your arms or saying them a lot of times. There's actually a specific process you're supposed to do. So what I can remember from the website is the first thing you're supposed to do is put yourself into a meditative state. You're supposed to have decided before you even go into this meditative state what your Grabovoi number is. So there's Grabovoi numbers to heal kidney disease. There's Grabovoi numbers to heal cancer. There's Grabovoi numbers to regenerate an arm. There's Grabovoi numbers for all kinds of crazy things. And a lot of people are using it to like manifest money. There are those Grabovoi numbers as well, but that's not exactly the reason that he created these numbers. He wanted to heal humanity. That's his whole shtick, is he wants to heal humanity. So he wanted to give people these codes in order to be able to heal themselves. So you memorize the number, you put yourself into a meditative state, and then you're supposed to picture the number. And the number is either supposed to be pictured in a circle, or it's pictured, if it's too large, it's pictured in a square. Once you have those pictured in front of you, you actually say, activate DNA. And the numbers are supposed to start kind of doing something in your vision. And then you're supposed to say something along the lines of activate holographic DNA or something along those lines. And basically what you're supposed to do is picture the holographic version. So I think the thought process behind it is that the holographic version of you is like the perfect version, and that somehow the printed copy of us has been corrupted. So what you're supposed to do with these numbers is essentially replace it with the holographic version, which is supposed to print a brand new whatever it is.
Replace it with the existing.
Yeah. So basically we're print. Yeah. And the holographic version is the original. It's like the digital version. So what you're going to do is you're just basically going to print a new version of whatever it is you need. So let's say you do need a new kidney. You're going to use the Grabovoi number. You're going to say activate DNA, activate holographic, replace. Then you say something along the lines of replace kidney with holographic. And then, yeah, Lacey's got her fingers on her head. And then you're supposed to actually picture a holographic version over your kidney being replaced. And then you're supposed to say something along the lines of lock it in or something along those lines. And then you're supposed to come back out of this meditation. And when you come out of the meditation, it's supposed to replace and you're supposed to start healing. It's that easy.
It's too late for me with the kidney.
According to Grabovoi.
Where was this 15 years ago?
Not according to Grabovoi. According to Grabovoi, right now, maybe you could grow yourself two new kidneys.
Just snatch them and put them in there.
just picture the holographic and print yourself a new copy and put them right in there.
Perfect. Then I'll have three.
So that's how the Grabovoi numbers are supposed to be used. You see a lot of people who are using them online. So I don't know how it would work with the Grabovoi numbers for like money and the Grabovoi numbers for like a new house and the Grabovoi numbers for like stuff like that. I don't know how that would work. What'd you say?
You want to test it? Do you want to pick one and we'll do it for like a couple weeks and then we'll talk about it again?
No.
She's like, hell no, I don't fucking care. What?
Don't want to do it.
I don't either.
If I really believed, like I know, I we're witches. We believe that you can manipulate energy. But if I thought it was as easy as writing a fucking number on my arm, then what would be the point of everything else that we do as witches?
Yeah, and it kind of correlates with like the whole 5D and stuff like that. It's all like an illusion and like a, yeah. It all kind of goes together.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know who started this. Just write it down on a piece of paper and put the water over top. Like people have even done things where they've done controls where they've done one without the number, like one post-it and water without the number and one post-it with water and the number. And then the water with the number has like bubbles in it and stuff like that. And I'm like, trust me, I believe in the pseudoscience of water and being able to charge your water. That makes sense to me. And do I believe that it could potentially have some healing properties to it if you believe it strong enough? Absolutely.
Well, yeah, just with anything, intention, any of that kind of stuff. You put it out there in the universe and you're going to bring stuff to you. But yeah.
But do I believe that me drinking this water is going to give me a new kidney or is going to get rid of my cancer? Because you know, one of the things that we talked about recently, and I've talked about it on my... Yeah, exactly. Talked about it on my TikTok is the fact that I am currently in a cancer scare. I have a cyst on my ovaries that one doctor came and said, we're concerned about this. It's unusually shaped. And sometimes these unusually shaped ones are cancer. We'd like to get you in for an MRI, but the rest of my doctors are not worried about it for some weird reason and refuse to get back to me and stuff like that. So, I am currently unaware if I have cancer or not. I know that there's a possibility, but do I believe that drinking a water that comes from a certain number underneath it is going to touch my cancer if I have it? No, I do not believe that. I don't believe that it will shrink my cyst. And one of the things that I've mentioned to Lacey in the past, and we talked about this on our TikTok live, what we did recently, was that in my opinion, the frequency of physical illness is different than the frequency of energy that we work with as witches. Do I believe that you can put a number? If you guys want to put the number underneath the water and drink the water and think that you're going to have $5,000 come to you, by all means, because that is basically a spell.
Yep.
Do I believe you're going to be able to drink the water and you're no longer going to be ill? No. I believe that not many witches know exactly how to touch the frequency that is physical illness, which is why a lot of us will tell you in our spell work, we do not guarantee we can get rid of illness. In our readings, we won't tell you about medical conditions. We won't tell you about pregnancy, because those are just areas that we don't want to get involved in. And we also don't want to give you bad news.
No.
If it comes through in a reading that you might die, that's a terrible thing to have to tell a person. And not only that, but as we've talked about before, readings are subject to free will. So it's saying, if you continue on this path, this is what could happen. But that's not a guarantee. You could do something that switches it.
Yes.
Your actions, and sometimes just knowing what the potential outcome can be, can change your actions, which means that you will somehow manipulate the outcome just by knowing.
So just by knowing. Yep.
Lacey just joined a gang.
I'm getting ready to go.
She's got her colors on her head and her mohawk going, if you guys could see right now. She's got her bandana on and her little mohawk going. She's ready to fight some grabavoid people.
I am.
But yeah, if you guys want to try this, by all means, if you have tried it and it's worked for you, we would love to hear. We're not going to judge you for using it. Try whatever works for you. But in our opinion, in our experience, this is just another trend that people put out there. Just like the money manifestation stuff, you'll see a person who will say, I have this money manifestation mantra, and 10,000 people will try it, and 100 people will say that they got a $10,000 check in the mail. Is it coincidence or is it the mantra? And if it's the mantra, why didn't the other 999 or whatever thousand people, I don't know how many I said, 909, I don't know, 9,000 whatever people, God, public math, how did it not work for them? You know, did they, then it comes, becomes kind of like a,
it had to have done something wrong.
Right. Then it's kind of Christian, like, oh, you might have done something wrong. You just, your faith wasn't strong enough. And I hate telling people that. That's not the case. No. It means that it wasn't for you, or it means that maybe you didn't really want it, which is a weird thing to tell people. Sometimes you got to get deeper on what you really want, which is why we say be careful with your intentions. Not be careful because of what could happen, but be careful, like, really get specific on what you want, because you could actually call in what you're asking for. And if you're not specific enough, you could call in what you don't want.
Exactly.
In other words, my mom talks about this all the time. She talks about how she'll have a windfall, like $3,000 will come in, and then 2 days later, something will happen in the house and it costs exactly the amount that she just brought in. And I'm like, well, how lucky is it that you actually got that windfall that brought in the exact amount that she needed, you needed? And she's like, no, it's bad because it means that I didn't get to keep the money. Well, then you should have been more specific with your intention.
Right.
It should have been, I want extra amount blank, yes. You know,
in case not, anything happens, I need extra to cover that and have more.
Right.
For me.
Yeah. And I talk about this a little bit in my membership. I'm actually going to be doing an entire course. I talked about this at the beginning of the year when I made the yearly list of everything that I'm going to be doing for all the modules. And one of the things that I'm doing is I'm creating a course that is step-by-step how to create powerful spells. And I'm going to talk about intention. I mean, intention is probably going to be several videos in that just all by itself, because you want to be careful with your wording. You don't want to do future wording, I will, because you can actually put something out in front of you forever. You're never ever to able to obtain it, because you're getting what you asked for. You said, I will, not I have.
Yes.
So if you're going to use these numbers and you are setting an intention, just keep your intention you know, in mind. Be very specific about what you want this extra money for, or what you want this house for, or everything like that. I am the type of manifester that I have to write it down in a list. There are some manifestors that just have to think it. And occasionally that happens to me as well. I'll go, dang, I really want a cupcake today. And then all of a sudden my husband will walk in and was like, I feel like getting you a cupcake today. Oh, that's freaking weird. But, you know, a lot of the time it's like, I got to make a list and I got to be very specific, and it has to be what I want, not what my family wants, because then I start to get the intention muddled and mixed, and I can't really get the energy behind it and the focus behind it. So if you're going to use these numbers, that's what I would suggest. What do you have to add, Lacey?
Nothing. You freaking covered it. Yes.
I feel like I talked a lot.
That's okay. Wait,
did I talk too much?
Mm-mm, no.
You tell me, you guys. Tell me if you think I talk too much. Lola, shut the fuck up.
No. I've told Lola before. Sorry, of course I just put ice in my mouth. I've told Lola before, we're kind of, on a lot of episodes, we're kind of like the, what's their name? Ryan and Shane and Ryan from BuzzFeed. We're like... Mm-hmm. Lola will say stuff and I'll just like, yep.
Yeah.
It just depends on who did the research. And you know what I mean? Like,
it's like we're rappers and I'm spitting the rap, and then you emphasize like, yeah. You need the hype guy.
Yeah.
It does. But yeah, let me know if you guys have actually used these numbers. Let me know if what you've heard about these numbers. We'd love to hear all the things that you guys have heard about them. If you've actually read Grabovoi's books, that would be really interesting to hear anybody who's actually read any of his books and understands his philosophies. Do you believe that he is the second coming of Christ? I would be fascinated to hear somebody tell me if they believe that.
Yeah.
And as usual, we love you guys. Thank you so much for your support. We have two people so far who have joined our Patreon and are receiving their astrological planners from Magic of Eye. Thanks again to Magic of Eye for sending those to us. And we have five more people that we are waiting to grab their astrological planners as well. So patreon.com/thewitchesgrim is where you can find us and sign up. It's just $5 a month. You can cancel at any time and you'll get your free astrological planner. And we love you guys, and we'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye-bye.
All right, witches and witchlings, that does it for another episode of The Witches Grimm. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it with family and friends, or head on over to whichever platform you're listening on and leave us a 5-star review. We post new content every Friday. If you'd like to stay up to date or engage with us, you can head on over to our Instagram or our Facebook, or leave an audio comment on our Anchor app, where we might feature you in a future episode. And if you'd like to further support this channel, head on over to Patreon at patreon.com/thewitchesgrimm. Until next time, witches and witchlings, keep making magic.